Hi, everyone. I'm Dawn Anthony, inviting you to join me at The Mantelpiece. Here, the topics are hot and the conversation is warm as I and occasionally some friends gather around to ponder questions, share insights, wisdom, laughter, along with a bit of storytelling. So come closer and settle in. Today's insight, the erasure of what was but still is. Over a year ago, I had the opportunity to experience a walking tour led by Greg Jarrell of QC Family Tree. Along this walking tour, we came upon a cemetery, one of the oldest in Mecklenburg County. The ancestors of wealthy Charlottesians lie in rest there, as well as my ancestors, Black ancestors, who were buried alongside their enslavers. Their markers had long since been destroyed, probably made of wood, and so the only marker designating who they were was on a bronze marker toward the front of the cemetery itself. Wanting to delve deeper, I was able to reach out to a few people that were involved in maintaining the cemetery grounds and local officials to no avail. Another cemetery which lies near the uptown area is Biddleville Cemetery. There have been some articles, and I've reached into the archives in the Carolina Room and discovered that the land indeed has been labeled as a historic landmark, but there is still no signage denoting that this was one of the first cemeteries of freed people in Charlotte, North Carolina. Though some of the stone markers have been vandalized and destroyed over the years, still no markers are found for the locations of the enslaved. Only manicured lawn remained sloping as people walk their dogs to relieve themselves. A bronze marker at the entrance stating who's buried where, and then the enslaved listed as unknown. Unknown.
Unknown.
But unknown and invisible to whom? It is my aim to have signage for Old Settler Cemetery denoting the grave sites that are located there. The cemetery is located on 200 West 5th Street in Uptown Charlotte. The other is Biddleville Cemetery, now labeled as a historic landmark. However, no signage whatsoever denotes the significance of this sacred space. From my understanding, it's one of the only and one of the oldest cemeteries in Charlotte, North Carolina, where freed people of color lay at rest. A woman who lived near the area wanted the space to be maintained, and though it is now maintained and also has a fence around the area, her heart's desire, and mine also, is to make sure that there is signage denoting the importance of this space. The cemetery lies adjacent to Five Points Park, which is located at 200 French Street in Charlotte, North Carolina. Those who live in the area, those who attend school in the area, those who work in the area, those who enjoy the park, need to know the importance and the historic relevance of this incredible sacred space. My name is Dawn Anthony. Thank you for joining me on the Mantelpiece Podcast. For more information or upcoming events and activities, sign on to DawnAnthonySings.com.